Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for drizzle with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Overcast skies. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 64. Overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 51.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A double shooting is under investigation in Blue Springs. Brandon Dixon has more.
Police say two adults were injured after the shooting yesterday afternoon. Happened at an apartment complex on Southwest Martin Avenue near Highway 7. One victim has minor injuries, the other serious but non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been reported at this time. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A disturbance Sunday at the Ellsworth Correctional Facility led to a lockdown. The Kansas Department of Corrections said between 125 and 150 men were involved in that disturbance that lasted less than 2 hours. A minimal amount of force was used to gain control, including chemical agents. No staff or residents were injured during the disturbance, and property damage was largely limited to bulletin boards, security cameras, and trash being thrown from cells. An investigation is underway to determine what caused the ruckus with the Kansas Department of Corrections, and more information will be released at a later date. This is Kansas Information Network News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. I care deeply about creating a world we can all fully participate in, free from stigma, misperceptions, and barriers. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Rooted in communities nationwide, Easter Seals helps empower millions of people, regardless of age or disability, through its life-changing services and powerful advocacy. Today and every day, Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. President Donald Trump has granted Governor Kelly's request for a federal disaster declaration for the state due to damages caused by severe winter storms, straight-line winds, flooding, and wildfires during the period of March 14th through the 19th, 2025, when multiple counties sustained damage to utility infrastructure, roads, bridges, and some government-owned buildings. Governor Kelly said she's grateful that this request for federal assistance has been approved, as these federal funds will go a long way in supporting the restoration work by those in counties impacted by the storms. The declaration allows state and local governments, as well as certain private nonprofit organizations that provide vital and essential services, such as rural electric cooperatives, to apply for public assistance funds for emergency and permanent work for the repair or replacement of infrastructure damaged by the disaster. Counties named in the declaration are Barton, Chautauqua, Edwards, Elk, Ellis, Gove, Graham, Gray, Greeley, Hodgman, Jewell, Lincoln, Logan, Ness, Norton, Osborne, Pawnee, Phillips, Rice, Rooks, Rush, Russell, Sheridan, Sherman, Smith, Stafford, Wallace, and Woodson counties. The Kansas Department of Transportation announced that its Can Drive traffic app has received the prestigious Best ITS Service Award from ITS Heartland. This recognition highlights the significant improvements made to the app as part of the U.S. 83 Smart Corridor project, demonstrating the Kansas Department of Transportation's commitment to providing cutting-edge travel information to the public. Key enhancements include seamless integration with popular platforms such as Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, Alexa, and Siri, making real-time traffic updates more accessible and convenient for drivers. The updated CanDrive app now offers even more features for travelers. A new public reporting tool allows users to contribute real-time updates on road conditions. The oversized load tracker is an essential tool for managing the movement of large vehicles, and the integration of road weather information system data delivers timely, localized weather alerts. CanDrive is the Kansas Department of Transportation's official source for real-time road conditions, construction detours, and travel weather information across Kansas. And ITS Heartland is an organization serving Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma, promoting advancements in intelligent transportation systems, or ITS, to enhance the quality of life for transportation users. The Kansas 911 Coordinating Council rolled out an emergency mobile dispatch center, calling it a game changer for emergency response in the Sunflower State. The state-of-the-art mobile unit is designed to support 911 dispatchers, a concept that began in 2021 to address the shortage of 911 training across the state, and council officials say the unit will provide operational assistance wherever needed. A mobile dispatch center can replace a 911 center when a natural disaster strikes, and it can be driven to any emergency site across Kansas. This emergency mobile dispatch and training center has the ability to connect to any of the public safety answering points or 911 centers anywhere in the state, providing 911 centers with additional seats to take overflow calls. The primary function is to provide hands-on training for rural centers, so if they can take the training to them and make it a half-day event rather than a day to travel back, then it's much easier to provide good training. And the mobile command center will be housed in Great Bend for now, helping those who answer the call every day. In Nebraska news, a Lincoln man was arrested on Thursday after a nearly year-long child enticement investigation, according to police. The investigation began in June 2024 when 39-year-old Paul Duffick started talking with someone whom he believed to be a 14-year-old child on social media. However, police said Duffick sent sexually explicit images and videos also. He had conversations about sexually explicit content, according to the Lincoln Police Department, and he was arrested on suspicion of enticement by electronic communication device. A Grand Island woman was arrested on Thursday after police say she hit a man with a tree branch. Just before 7:15 a.m., officers were sent to a home near Webb Road and Potash Highway, and according to the Grand Island Police Department, Vanessa Hansen used a tree branch to hit a man, injuring his arm. Police said she was being placed in handcuffs, and she started grabbing officers' hands, tensing her arms and pulling away from officers, and she then started kicking officers. Hansen was eventually arrested on numerous charges, including resisting arrest, three counts of third-degree assault of a police officer, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Weather permitting, a railroad crossing project was due to begin yesterday, Monday, May 26, on U.S. Highway 136 or U.S. 136 in Edison at reference post 195. The crossing repair work is being done by the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway. You need to follow the marked detour, and the work is anticipated to take 4 days. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development meeting that was held on May 13th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Andrew Black, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Dale Jacobson, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant. The April meeting minutes were then approved. Mr. Goslin, the director, provided an update on the progress he has made regarding the Community Service Tax Credit request, and he also advised that he's continuing his pursuit of other grant programs for child care and is working on Match Day for Development Corporation as a means for future sustainability. Next up, Mr. Goslin discussed the e-community and their work with an upcoming business in Norton. He provided a tentative timeline for the business opening and some initial renderings for the layout, and stated that additional details should be hammered out during the coming month. The director then moved on to the topic of KEC and Norton's local students who participated. He said all students performed very well, with J.C. Johnson receiving an exemplary winner award for existing businesses, and they're very impressed and proud of all of Norton's participating students. For the final matter of old business, Dallas advised the board of his continuing work on the BIL traffic study and said he needed to aggregate crash data from law enforcement along with bridge data from the county, and said he's partnering with neighboring counties as it will enhance the amount of resources that could potentially be received. A member of the board mentioned that there may be additional funding opportunities for local bus routes, so Dallas stated that he will follow that lead to see how it might apply in the larger picture. The first and only discussion for new business was regarding a lot that was supposed to be donated to Norton County Economic Development, and though this is a very new and tentative proposal, it could have significant potential. The board agreed they would move forward in an exploratory capacity to determine what, if any, risks may be involved so that they can measure against the benefits. With no questions regarding the director's report and no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:12. The Kansas Department of Transportation is again warning the public about a scam involving a fraudulent text message known as smishing that falsely claims to be from the Kansas Department of Transportation and it demands payment for unpaid tolls. The Kansas Department of Transportation reminds everyone that it does not collect tolls for any roadway and does not request or collect payment through text message. These messages are not legitimate, so do not click or open any links, as clicking links may expose your personal and financial information to scammers, and never share sensitive personal or financial information by text message or by clicking on unknown links. If you've received a scam message, delete it and report it as junk. And if you provided payment information as a fraudulent website, you can contact your bank or credit card company immediately. Everyone should stay informed about official Kansas Department of Transportation information by visiting their official website at ksdot.gov and their verified social media channels. A resurfacing project on a portion of K-18 in Russell County is scheduled to begin this week, the week of May 26th. The Kansas Department of Transportation project will involve a surface recycle and chip seal on approximately 22 miles of K-18, starting at the west U.S. 281 junction and ending at the Lincoln County line. The traffic will be reduced to one lane through the areas where crews are actively working and directed by flaggers and a pilot car. Motorists should plan for delays of 15 minutes or less during the daylight hours. The project work is expected to be completed in late July, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6135. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of drizzle before 11 a.m. and patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 66 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 49 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation tonight of 30%. On Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 10 a.m. and then showers are likely between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 64, and on Wednesday, the chance of precipitation is 70%. And on Wednesday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 45 and a chance of precipitation Wednesday night of 50%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 72. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 83. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 82. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 86. And on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 90 and breezy. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 50 degrees. The humidity is 100%. The wind speed is northeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17. The dew point is 50 degrees. And the current wind chill is 48 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 818. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas basketball will reportedly host an Ivy League school during its non-conference slate later this year. According to a report from college basketball analyst Rocco Miller, KU is set to host Princeton this fall. A date for the game was not listed in the report. Led by head coach Mitch Henderson, Princeton is coming off a 19-11 campaign this past season. Star guard Xavion Lee departed the program and is transferring to Florida, but the Tigers do return two key players from the 24-25 campaign. Forward Caden Pierce is set to return. The report again with Princeton would be a ninth projected non-conference game on the docket for KU. Last season, they played 11 non-conference games as the Big 12 shifted to a 20-game league schedule, but the Big 12 is expected to move back to an 18-game slate, according to comments from Bill Self made during the 24-25 season. In that event, KU's non-conference schedule is set to expand to around 13 games, which the typical number prior to the two was 11, so KU theoretically has to have four more non-conference games to schedule. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Before you know it, fair season will be here, and if your family plans to show livestock, Valley Vet Supply is the place to get ready. Come to Valley Vet in Marysville for sizzling summer days, June 6th and 7th. You'll gain an advantage watching expert demonstrations on goat fitting, sheep fitting, and cattle fitting. Pro staffers from Sullivan Supply and Weaver will be available to answer your questions. You'll find fair deals, too, with Valley Vet's two-day sale on boots, clothes, and select show equipment. Discounted prices are good in-store only. Enter to win prizes. Valley Vet is giving away five pairs of boots, five pairs of jeans, and two clippers. Get ready for fair season and find everything you need to make you and your livestock look like champions. Marysville is the place to be for sizzling summer days at Valley Vet Supply, Friday, June 6th and Saturday, June 7th. Contact the store for details.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.